Josephine Coyne, head librarian in Kilkenny. You are beaming today, as are most of your staff here too.
I can't help it. We're so delighted. It's been a labour of love, Adriana. It really has. And we just can't believe we got it over the line. And we're just opening the doors tomorrow to the public as the icing on the cake.
They can't wait to get in here.
I know, there's a lot of curiosity. It's a beautiful building from the outside and inside, and we're just really looking forward to people coming in, using our services, and that's what libraries are all about, people.
And of course, this site has always been about people, the Mayfair Ballroom, and now that legacy is set to be continued through the library services.
Yes, absolutely. And it's great to regenerate a building that has all these memories, and it's great to just feel, you can feel it in the building. It's a calming place as well. And so we're just really proud. We're really, really proud today.
And all this space too, and the colour, and more importantly, I know you do a lot of services here, but the books that are key to this provision here.
And this is the thing, I mean, we are books and we are more than books, but the books are the crucial bit of what we do, and everything else leads off it. We're like it's like a trunk, and then the leaves come off it. And you can see that we have a fine stocker. We have 60,000 items for all ages, all stages, all formats. And I envisage that those shelves will be fairly empty by in about a couple of weeks, and we'll be replenishing them again.
The minister also touching down in Thomastown, of course, great plans for there too.
Yes, so we've started construction in Thomastown on our new library, so we're not going to get a minute, but we're all het up again, get back into the swing of it. We're hoping to open sort of September 25, and that'll be a fine facility for people of Thomastown and the catchment area.
And finally then, we're hoping in Callan.
Well, yes, I'm still here. Yes, I mean, another plan, you know, we're looking at the plans for that as well. So our library services are really developing. You can hear the minister's support there. I think there's a recognition that libraries are all about people and communities.
My name is Jim Fogarty. I was the youngest county librarian appointed at the time. 28 years as county librarian. It passed like five. Had a great staff. Good management team, Paddy Donnelly, the late Tom Boyle, and Jack Magner. The 28 years passed like five. I took early retirement. I wanted to do two books on the GEA. We opened libraries in Gregnamana, Urlingford, Castlecomer, Lochbuy, and we put two vans on the road. So, but I had great people working with me.
And what do you think of this new facility, the Mayfair?
It's lovely. It's a credit to them. Yeah. It's really lovely, isn't it?
And to see young and not so young and so many people in here today.
That's right. It's great to see it, isn't it? Yeah.
And I suppose the library services, they've really expanded what they offer over the years.
Oh, they have. Yeah. You know, everything now, really. So, no, it's great from that point of view. Yeah. But I was steeped with the people I worked with. Never had a word with any of them. 28 years county librarian, past like five. They're lovely people and a great support from the management team.
They're also very passionate about the books and about supporting authors in the library too, aren't they?
They are, big time, yeah.
I'm Tom and I'm from St. John's.
I'm Rachel and I'm from St. John's.
I'm Noah and I'm from St. John's.
And what are you doing here today at the Mayfair Library?
We're coming here for the opening of the new library in Kilkenny.
What do you think?
I think this place is awesome.
Why?
Because it seems very modern, and there's a lot more books than all of the other libraries, and I think it's just great.
It's really good because of the books, and there's way more room than the last one.
And why is that important, do you think?
So they can hold more books and more people can fit in instead of having like a really cramped space.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely class. Like, there's loads of books and there's way more sports books in the last library, and I loved sports books. So.
Why?
I'm just into sports a lot, and hurling is my favourite of most of them, yeah.
So you'd be catching up on all those books. And I know Evanny Quillen from Kilkenny, who works with RTE, she's a special sporting book as well. You might be able to check that out here too.
Yeah, I'll check that out, yeah.
Can I say... We have a Vans book.
Hang on.
Yes, so the Lee is able to find that. Just sorry now, I'm after jumping in here now. You're asking the children about Evanny Quillen's book. We do have it. It's on display there somewhere, and I will help them find it.
And tell people who you are and your involvement.
Sorry. Yeah, my name is Katrina Keneally, and I'm going to be one of the floor managers here in the Mayfair Library. Very exciting. I've been working with the Library Service since 1985, and this is our best day ever.
How exciting is it?
Oh, it's just unbelievable. We waited for this for a long time. Like, you know, the Carnegie Library has been operational since 1910, so it served us well for 114 years. So we hope Mayfair will do the same. It's just a wonderful facility for the staff of the library and the people of Kilkenny.
Now, the general public will get to see this from 10 o'clock tomorrow, yes. Thursday. What would you say to them about it?
I would say, come in, have a great look around. Staff will be on hand to help you wherever possible. We hope we'll be run off our feet. We know we will be, but we know that everyone will bear with us. We will be helping people as much as possible where we can. I think a lot of people might come in on the first day to just have a look around, but we'll be helping you with memberships, finding what you're looking for, and generally being the wonderful staff that we always have been.
My name is Alma Breen, and I work here in the children's room. Sorting out all the books.
You must be delighted to finally see young people in here today.
I am, yes.
Why is it so important?
Because it's a lovely place to work in, and I love it very much.
What do you love most about it?
Sorting out all the books.
And you have a lot of books to sort out too?
Yeah, and I'd like to say hello to all the staff that work with me.
There's 11 people employed here. What are they like?
They're lovely to work with. Very helpful, and they're very nice people to work with.
And how are you feeling about coming in here to work now every morning?
It's great to get out of the house and great to meet different people.
Imam Ibrahim Noor, here at the New City Library, what do you think?
Oh, it's very fantastic, and it's a stunning building and a lot of facilities. And I'm sure the day today brightens everyone. And going through it is a resource that will be useful not only for the children, but for everyone in the community. And I think it will be a rallying point for knowledge, for research, for even coming to pass time and, you know, connect with people in the community. It's beautiful. I like it.
And a real warm, bright, welcoming space.
Of course. Bright as you enter. Very good architecture. Very nice finishing. And nice shelving, but I'm also sure they have nice books here that is in line with generations, development, education. And I'm sure many people who are students as well, they can come find peace here and then try to study and enhance their knowledge. It's beautiful.
What message will you be taking back to your community about this space?
I will tell them there's a resource here. Don't miss it out, you know. Go and then visit it and go and use it, because it's for everyone.
My name is Lexi, and I'm in St. John's Senior School.
And you were very, very special, because you and others from your school managed to get a sneak peek of the Mayfair Library before it opens to the public tomorrow. What do you think?
Yeah, and it's one of the best libraries of my choice in Kilkenny.
Why?
Because everything's big and it's just beautiful, and the books are beautiful, and it's a lovely education to read in here.
And what are you most excited about this space?
Just to sit down and read and take books and bring them back to class and read. And yeah.
And I know your school is very supportive of reading, and I've been to a couple of author readings at your school. How important do you think it is to have the support of your teachers for an activity like this?
Very, very, very important.
Why is it important, do you think?
Because it's good to be reading. It's good for you. And
you learn loads, don't you?
Yeah, you learn from reading. And it's very good for you, because sometimes people don't know how to read, and then you know how to read then.
And look at the selection. We're here in the children's section. How could you pick a single book out of all of these books that are here today?
I don't know. There's too many. Like, I'd say there's over 1,000 in this library.
And finally, what authors do you like, or which books are you kind of leaning towards?
I love the Dark Diaries, I think they're called. Yeah, I love them books. I just love the actors. I just love them.